The Holy Word for Morning Revival, The Crystallization Study of Exodus, Volume 3, Day 4, Outline. G. In the Word as a realm of light, we become light in the Lord. Ephesians 5:8a. For you were once darkness, but now are light in the Lord. John 8:12. Again, therefore, Jesus spoke to them, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall by no means walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Matthew 5:14a. You are the light of the world. And this is the message which we have heard from him and announced to you, that God is light. In him is no darkness at all. H. In the Word, as a realm of light, we walk as children of light and have the fruit of the light in goodness, righteousness, and truth. Ephesians 5:8b and 9. 1. As God is light, so we, the children of God, are children of light. 1 John 1:5, John 1:12 and 13, 12 and 36. 2. The fruit of the light is related to the triune God. A. Goodness denotes God the Father, for the only one who is good is God. Matthew 19:17. B. Righteousness denotes God the Son, for Christ came to accomplish God's purpose according to God's righteous procedure. Romans 5:17 and 18 and 21. C. Truth denotes God the Spirit, for he is the Spirit of reality. John 14:17, 1 John 5:6 C. 1. In the Word as a realm of light, we experience the kingdom as the shining of the reality of the Lord Jesus. Mark 9:1, Matthew 16:28 and 17:2. 1. The shining forth of the Lord Jesus on the mountaintop was the coming of the kingdom. Mark 9:1, Matthew 17:2. 2. The kingdom is the Lord Jesus shining over us, and the kingdom is the spreading of the Lord Jesus by shining over us.